Wake County opened another mass COVID-19 vaccination site yesterday at PNC Arena in Raleigh. As Will Michaels reports, clinics like this one are designed to inoculate thousands of people per week if North Carolina's weekly supply remains consistent.
Before COVID, this 8,000-space parking lot at PNC Arena would have been filling up with fans at this time of year, coming to watch Carolina Hurricanes hockey, NC State basketball, or a concert. But on this drizzly morning, the people stay in their cars, register at one drive-up tent, get their vaccine shot at the next, and then park for 15 minutes with EMTs standing by to make sure they don't have any adverse reactions. 71-year-old Chris Nickerson of Fuquay Varina is in the passenger seat of her cousin's Acura with the music turned up. She just got her first dose, and there's a sense of relief in her voice.
Oh, I mean, it gives me hope that I can get back to life again.
For day one, hour one, things are going really smooth.
Wake County's pharmacy director, Jason Wittes, expects healthcare workers to vaccinate more than 2,000 people at this site in 2 days this week, a rate that would have been impossible just 2 weeks ago. But in North Carolina, vaccinating people quickly has not meant that they're getting vaccinated equitably. Only 16% of patients statewide who have gotten at least one dose are Black or Hispanic, but those groups make up 31% of the state's population. Wittes says Wake County is trying to change that by prioritizing people who live in zip codes where more of the population are in vulnerable or historically marginalized groups. He says the gap is closing for Wake County's Black community, but not its Hispanic community.
So we have to do a better job there of hesitancy, training, education, and working more closely with those outreach groups.
Durham resident Janel Shaw crossed the county line to get his shot at PNC Arena. He works for Siemens in Raleigh and qualifies as a healthcare worker to get vaccinated in Wake County.
In Durham County, nobody picks up the phone. The website keeps crashing, so it's really hard to get an appointment. I wanted to get one right away. My wife is pregnant, but I wanted to wait like a month or so, just give everybody else a chance and then get in.
High-volume clinics like this one depend on consistent supply and distribution. Durham had planned to open one this month, but the county's health director says it's on hold because his department is only getting 600 doses a week. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.